Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, folks, what happened yesterday? A guy by the name of Joshua John carried out the deadly shooting at the ICE facility, saw the bus pull up, must have thought there were agents in it, opened fire, not a good shot, shot through glass, and then hitting it. And it looks like he screwed up. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to start predicting this, okay? I was terrified yesterday watching the news when I saw it was detainees that were shot because I thought, here comes the false flag I've been waiting for. They're going to do this. They have, the Democrats are desperate. The Charlie Kirk thing devastated them. The mask is off for the first time before America. They haven't figured out how to put it back on yet. And the only way they can do it is to move into the victim's corner. And they've got to protect not just, you know, unaffiliateds and people who are swing voters from figuring out who they are. They got to protect their base from figuring out who they are. They are desperate, and there's going to be a false flag. I thought it was yesterday. I was so relieved yesterday by the time I got home that we realized, no, it was, the anti-ICE screed was put on the bullet, and this guy is a verified communist Antifa sympathizer. He's got a very long internet history. He just hit the wrong people, that's all. There's going to be a false flag. They will do it. There are still rogue elements inside our deep state. In fact, they are the majority, I think, still inside the FBI and parts of the CIA. We learned earlier this week that Kash Patel absolutely does not control the FBI. Senator Ron Johnson said that he can't even get the most basic information. They're going to do a false flag. It's what they do. It's their specialty. And they're going to do it soon. And I thought this was it. Yesterday, I was relieved when it wasn't. But what they are going to do is they are either going to shoot and kill illegal immigrants somewhere, innocent people. Now, there's going to be a bit of an internet history there, something into some manifesto, something indicating it's one of us. That is coming. That is coming. I sound crazy saying this? It's no crazier than any of their other false flags, any of their other psyops. I mean, these are the people who told you Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin colluded to get him into office. These are the people that committed multiple felonies leaking fake reports, fake intelligence that they wrote, knew was fake, classified, and then leaked in violation of the law to create fake news that went on for years. You don't think they'll fake an assassination? They have something. The bodies will be real. That is coming. And I want to get on the record to say, they will do it. These are the people, and folks, come on, Tara, there wouldn't be a conspiracy that big. Oh, you mean like one where 51 former Intel and Homeland Security and military leaders say that laptop is Russian disinformation? You mean like that? They'd never do anything like that. I mean, we could never have a conspiracy that widespread that it covers the leadership and sub-leadership of every agency that we have that is either Intel or Pentagon related. We'd never have. Yes, we would. We did. We have. They do. Now, here's the problem that they have, okay? Because things are different right now than they have ever been in human history. That's a big problem. They'd have done this PSYOP already. They'd have done this false flag already. They'll spin up a shooter. I mean, folks, go to Buffalo.com, Buffalo News. I did a whole podcast on this, Battleground America. A mainstream media reporter, bizarrely, had reported after the Buffalo shooting by the guy who wanted to start a race war, so he shot Hispanics, shot brown people. There was an FBI agent coaching him the whole time in the chat room with him. There was an FBI agent online in the chat room when he posted his manifesto and went to do the shooting. The guy never called 911. I was waiting for a follow-up article on that from the Buffalo News. Never came. Let's go back to Galveston, Texas. The Draw Muhammad contest. Absolute fact. The assassin who was coached by an FBI agent, helped to buy weapons by an FBI agent, pulls up to the Draw Muhammad contest, opens fire. Remember Pamela Geller, all those folks? They were doing it just to prove they could do it. They could draw Muhammad and live, because in Islam you're not allowed to. Pulling up behind the shooter was the FBI agent who had coached him. He'd followed him all the way down the highway to do the shooting. We only know that because we caught him in a dragnet later. Then they went back, viewed the security camera. He had pulled up behind the shooter, watched the shooter get out and open fire on the poor security cops, just some guys working, you know, off duty. And drove away. Didn't help him. Followed him all the way there. That is congressional testimony. 60 Minutes reported it. Anderson Cooper reported it. Interviewed Comey, who denied the whole thing. Well, wouldn't deny it, but he just wouldn't give any more details, basically, of it. Interviewed Ted Cruz. You know, why would this FBI agent, literally coach the shooter? In fact, Congress later, through subpoenas, got a hold of the coaching by the FBI agent of the shooter. And even the shooter was, you know, the FBI agents like said, quote, shoot up Texas, unquote, egging him on. And even the shooter's like, dude, chill out. Of course, the shooter didn't know the FBI agent was an FBI agent. He thought he was an Islamic handler. And even the shooter's like, dude, you're a little zealous here. You're going to get me in trouble. Stop. No, okay, I'm going to shoot it up. Leave me alone. Never called 911. Was going to sit and watch that cop die. You think those people won't pull a false flag? By the way, Google that. Put in 60 Minutes, Draw Muhammad competition, Anderson Cooper. Look it up. Mainstream media reported it. I mean, it's absolute fact. I played the audio at the time, and it would take me another 15-minute segment to do it. So I want to go on the record right now to say that is coming. The people who brought you Russia collusion and Hunter's laptop isn't real and the shot works. And, oh, yeah, that virus came from a wet market. Oh, sort of near the wet market after the Pentagon funded its creation, $52 million, and USAID paid to have it extracted from the Batcave. They spent $52 million as well, oddly similar. And then after they sent the scientist in to get the virus to weaponize it, they conveniently lost it. Those people. You think those people won't pull off another shooting? They need one so badly. But the problem that they have, and it's a big problem, it ain't the same right now. It's very hard to pull a false flag. There's cameras everywhere. There are geniuses on the internet with investigative skills. They will find you. They will track you. They will figure out who you are. It is very, I mean, there's cameras everywhere. It is very, very, very hard to do what they need to do. And that's the only reason it hasn't happened yet, but they will try it. Because they, and by they, I mean the intelligence Democrat complex, are more desperate than they have ever been.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.